What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here with a new episode of Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. And we have a hell of a show for you guys this week. We have some good news, we have a great panel, and a special segment of the show that you guys haven't heard in a while makes a huge comeback. If you're new to the program, you're going to be in for a big, tasty treat. We are going to be at Kraken Con this weekend, people, so keep an eye out for Video Game Bang if you're in the Oakland area and intend on going to Kraken Con. Keep an eye out for us. Aaron Carter will be there shooting a new video. Jada, Steven, Jerry. And then another big announcement we have is that if you guys know our friends, Under Inspired Games, on YouTube, give them a follow. A great bunch of guys. We will be featured in an upcoming video of theirs playing some Gauntlet with the team. It's a good crossover. Aaron and myself join Nick Rubio and Ryan Shepherd for a good old time. Anyways, we have a lot to cover this week and not much time to do it in. So get your bags packed and ready, because Video Game Bang is coming at your face. Yep, it's exactly what it sounded like. We hope you enjoy this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my party pizzas? Welcome to a new episode of Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And I think we have a very good show for you guys today. I don't know why that was that high. But if we were members of the Kardashians, he'd be Khloe, Aaron Carter.
I don't know which one's Khloe.
It's the one with Lamar. Lamar Odom.
Is it because I'm the tallest here? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're such a Khloe.
I really don't know their personalities besides.
Isn't Khloe like the ditzy one?
And
they're all the ditzy ones.
Well, yeah.
Sex tape.
Sex tape and also sex tape.
Yeah.
She would be Kourtney Kardashian. Jada is with us.
Who? I don't follow. Yeah. I don't.
My wife has been. Okay, just full disclosure, my wife is really into the Kardashians right now.
Okay, that's what's going on. Not you.
Not him playing the mobile game.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that helps too.
Which, by the way, I have come to a halt.
Steve Holt?
Yeah, Steve Holt. Yes.
Let's get through the things. If we were members of the Kardashian family, he'd be Bruce Jenner.
I don't know who that is.
Alex Baggs.
I know who that is because he's the Olympic runner.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why.
I can't run.
His face looks like a skeleton.
It does now, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. It does look very skeletal.
He's Skeletor?
Skeletor.
Yeah. I'll get you, He-Man.
And I am, of course, Kanye West, and you are listening to Video Game.
It's true.
Bang.
He's full of himself. He's really annoying.
Hey, whoa.
There's a game. There's a song that I was listening to because I listen to Spotify each morning.
Is it I Want to Be Kanye?
I want to be like Kanye.
Yeah,
I heard that for the first time.
It's made by the same people who did Hashtag Selfie.
Really?
The
Let
chain
me take
smokers.
A selfie thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
my
chain
God. I hate that.
They do. They're very, very good at remixes.
But that I want to be like Kanye or whatever. I was like, this is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm really loving Spotify because it's introducing me to just a whole new field of music.
That's what SoundCloud's for.
Can you do like mood? On SoundCloud?
No, SoundCloud's where people post sounds, and then you can people repost them, and they'll be like remixes and stuff.
SoundCloud is where you can listen to this podcast two times a week. You can listen to us on Mondays when we come out with the Weekend Bang, and then Thursdays where we have the new episodes of the Video Game Bang.
Don't forget Stitcher.
Very different shows. They're totally different shows. Don't get it twisted. They're very different shows. One is hosted by me, and one is hosted by Aaron, so they're way different.
So we know which one's better.
Yep. And you're listening to it.
If you like to think that.
Shameless plug.
You can also check us out on Stitcher, iTunes.
Stitcher tweets us. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Stitcher.
That's something I was like, it's pretty cool. They like go out of their way or something? Or is it just one guy behind the whole Stitcher thing and we're the only one on Stitcher or something?
When you're ranked in the top 10,000 of their video gaming podcasts.
Are we really?
It's automated.
Nice.
I doubt that. That's being optimistic.
Is it alphabetical?
Is it reverse alphabet?
It's reverse alphabet, yeah.
No, other games are.
Being someone, Aaron Carter, you must have been lucky growing up lining up when they said, oh, let's go by names. Because A and C.
AA?
Yeah.
I won more often than him.
Oh,
as
yeah,
I'm
you're
A
even
and
better.
Then B. But apparently Aaron's cooler. So that's
yeah, you definitely. I would always. Why? Because I have two A's.
It's true. You do have AA, Ron.
When they said, let's line up by name, I would get graped in the mouth if they said. Last name.
Well,
it pissed me off.
What if they did the reverse, though?
Yeah,
the
reverse. Never. Say, no, they did that.
My teachers weren't clever.
My teacher in elementary, she literally, after so often, she would switch it, and she was like, let's go reverse, and then I was last always.
Oh, yeah.
First in everybody's heart.
Back to Stitcher.
I was in the middle.
Gross. back to Stitcher. It really helps the show, and if you're listening to this on Stitcher or iTunes, it really helps the show to hit that subscribe button. Like, I've always wondered and been annoyed with people on YouTube when at the end of the video they say, hey, click subscribe and like this video and comment.
And subscribe us.
But I find myself seeing why now. It really is a benefit.
It's for real.
Yeah, it's a benefit to the show.
Your thirst is real?
The thirst is real. We'll get to that in a little bit, too. So subscribe to the show. Let us know what you think in the comments. Rate the show. We got rated on iTunes recently.
We got rated?
Yeah.
They rated us?
Once you get enough listener ratings, they give you
a... What's
a
rating?
We're 5 stars.
5 out of 5?
So basically what that means is the people who like the show really like it, but
and
we haven't...
no one else has talked about it.
Yeah, the people we've pissed off don't bother. They don't hate us enough to comment negatively.
That's saying something.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
A lot's going on in the world. Aaron Carter, what's been going on? We did Gauntlet. That's right.
We did play Gauntlet with the under-inspired gents.
Yeah, so keep
thanks
an
for
eye
the invite.
Out.
I was with the under-inspired gents.
Full party.
Full party, yeah. Their crew, and what are we supposed to do?
You could have called us.
And said, hey,
just said, hey,
watch.
We have Gauntlet.
Voyeurs. I know, but do you guys not
speed
understand
runs.
This is four
I know,
players.
Speed runs versus each other.
Yeah.
We're still not in the same game.
That's fine.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
Retarded.
Wow. It's a party. Are we ever in the same game when we're playing on Xbox Live?
So here's one thing.
Not always.
Their channel. So we're going to bring two random people that they don't know into their channel.
I know you invited us to play on your channel, but we're going to kick you guys out so we can invite two
more people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then you talk on their show.
You just tell them it's a Video Game Bang takeover.
Say it's they need to get two more of theirs, and then they can play, and then we can run.
They don't have to.
Oh, no.
This was like, you know, the Avengers meeting the Justice League.
Which one were we?
Of course, the Avengers.
Okay, all right.
It started off, you know, where we conflicted.
I was gonna say, really, you're just gonna flip over on that because
no,
you like
no,
your
no,
chance
no.
to be Batman.
Well, see, I always think Batman should be in the Marvel universe. Like,
he's Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, how dare you? No, he's not.
Closest thing to Batman
Iron Man
would be
is,
Lunar
is like
Lunar
day and night.
This was a classic. This was a classic crossover. We kind of happened to run into each other. We hated each other and fought each other for no reason, and then ended up working together to attain some amount of success.
Yeah, actually, we did.
Yeah,
it was odd.
And
somebody died.
Yeah, we kind of showed why Video Game Bang is the superior gamers.
We did outlast them.
We did outlast them. I don't know if that meant that we're better or we were just like really selfish with our lives.
You were selfish.
Very.
Yeah. I did play with you guys previously. Y'all are selfish.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit.
What else is going on in the world? We got Kraken Con coming up this weekend.
Aaron Carter,
going to go there with Creepy Jerry, Steven, and Jada. That's going to be the crew, right? And what are you guys doing this time? Do you have any ideas floating around?
For the video, a couple of them floating around. I want to do something new that we didn't do the last time. But since Kraken Con is very homely, a little smaller, you know, more quaint. I guess you would say. it's going to be kind of
personal.
Difficult.
It's comfortable.
It's definitely personal. And then they have like that maid cafe is like right in the open as behind instead of like behind closed door like, you know, Sac Anime had theirs. I don't know. We'll see. We'll kind of feel it out when we get there.
I just hope you can attain some of the awesomeness from that last video in this zone. If you haven't watched Aaron's video at Sac Anime, it's on Nerd Reactor's channel on YouTube. Go there and subscribe, comment, and like.
Yeah.
No. But Aaron's video was pretty damn good. That girl gets me every time. The one...
Regina Vimporum.
Yeah,
I love her. Love her so much.
And I think the girl, no, the other girls too, the one that said, whatever your heart decides.
Yeah, the one that I called Groot.
Yes.
Yes.
What a
yes.
dick.
That was a dick move. How many people out there love Groot, first of all?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, not like, that's not the right kind of love, though. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, it's the dependable love. It's the one that's like, that's the person I'm going to call to pick me up from the airport. I'm not going to marry him, though.
Aaron, wow. You should have pursued her romantically. She would have been perfect for you.
Aaron's incapable of that emotion.
Apparently, I am
Aaron
incapable of
Aaron is very shallow. I'll give him that.
I am not shallow.
You are very shallow.
I am shallow. Not
what was wrong with that girl then? What
you
was wrong
are,
with her?
You are a shallow puddle.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah. You would say, will you marry me? And she'd go, whoa, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why. Are you like Groucho Marx? You don't want a member of a club that would allow you to actually be part of it?
Why does that sound so familiar, Groucho Marx?
That's a... It's Groucho Marx.
Thank you for explaining that. Just,
it is what it is.
Okay.
We got some news, people. We're going to talk about some video game news. That's news one people? Of the our favorite things to do on this show.
But before we do that, there's a Avengers and X-Men series coming out. Are you getting that?
What?
The
Are they crossing over yet again?
Yes. That's what I was going to ask you. I was asking Gondo about it.
I was into the X-Men
it's
versus...
Called, like, Axis. There you go. Yeah.
That hasn't been around for a while? What's,
they haven't debuted
because
your...
there was an article online saying five things you need to know about the Marvel Universe, basically,
it's
before you get access. And it was like...
Is this in the same
Red
crossover
Skull.
Universe?
Yeah, it's like Red Skull steals Professor X's brain.
Oh, I've been reading that forever.
No, this is after.
After that,
this is,
right?
All that stuff is leading up
yeah,
to
yeah,
whatever
yeah. Okay,
this
then
is.
I'm very into that universe right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't...
There's a separate universe?
Because it seems
there's
weird.
Always
yeah, there's
universes.
Always. There's like Earth 1 through 5,000.
Yeah.
I thought they didn't actually regularly go between them all.
They always go between
them. They don't cross the universes too much, but there's like, you know, Spider-Man has his own deal going on in one series. There's like
yeah,
the
but that's
Miles
not
Morales
a separate
one.
Universe.
So here was
what
the,
are they?
Unless are you talking about Ultimate versus like
there's an Ultimate Universe. There's the what is it 2099 universe?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
but yeah. The, but they don't do a lot in the 2099s.
They
the
do
the big the,
to acknowledge it to say it doesn't exist is
I'm
right?
not saying it doesn't.
This
exist.
This was my question
special.
To begin with. Anyway, there are people in the universe in the Marvel universe that hate mutants, right? Like
yes,
like racism mutants. Type of things, right? Do they hate like Spider-Man as well?
No.
Yeah, I'd assume the same
no.
people would.
Because it's like, why do they hate the mutants? Because they're different, they have powers and all that type of stuff.
It's the X gene, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's the X gene. It's part
but
of that.
But you
them.
Can't really, like, tell Mr. Thing, or the Thing
it's
doesn't
like
have an X gene, right?
It doesn't. It's cosmic radiation.
Yeah, but they don't know that. Like, the random racist guy doesn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the it's super like, fundamentalist ones are like, whatever, you get away from you, mutant. He's like, I had cosmic radiation. And he punches him in the mouth.
It's
and
like going
like,
down to the South and meeting a racist fellow.
Exactly.
And he goes, I hate black people, but I love me Jamaicans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
some
I was
of
getting
them
at.
I like that, though.
I'm like, does that play out in the comic books a lot or no?
Yeah, it can.
That seems like a big...
it's not a focal point, but
like, at least not anymore. I mean, I'm sure X-Men originally was doing a lot of that, where they dealt with other metahumans and stuff like that coming in.
And then,
but
they don't go like to the perspective
much.
Of Joe Blow saying, "I like him, but I don't like that one."
They need to.
I don't see why
get
it matters.
Down. Yeah,
they get
do.
Down.
They talk to senators about the different stuff.
It don't matter.
I've been really into like comic books as of lately, just like a whole bunch of more lore, even more than normal. And for some reason, like Superman, and I just dislike. Superman. But,
who doesn't?
A lot Superman. Of people. No, a lot of people love him online.
He's so simple.
The whole Batman and Superman fight thing.
He's
that,
so boring.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, that's it. He's so simple. He's just you haven't
it's
figured out.
So
is
terrible.
It Superman? Well, here's what he's going to do. All
and right, then and then go. The whole can Batman beat Superman?
Ah, oh, son of a gun.
Wow.
Shoot.
Shoot.
Dang.
Oh, darn it.
Gosh, dang golly. We got to cut off Aaron for a staple of the
Because I was
going to
go
on
a
podcast.
Rant.
And this is what you playing. So basically the rules are this. We go round robin. I usually will randomly choose one person. They talk about what game they've been playing. We all share our thoughts, anecdotes. We laugh about it. And
Make
then we
fun
move
of the
on.
Person.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with Jada, because I happen to know the answers. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Destiny on Xbox One.
Yes, you have been.
And just hit 25 last night, so finally catching up to
you
guys.
Oh, you caught up to me. Oh, wow. Look who's finally stepping up in the world.
You know, I've only played for 4 or 5 days, so, you know, you're 20 days or whatever. Whatever.
Pretty much, yeah.
I know. But that on top of that, Hyrule Warriors for Wii U. So.
Is it good?
I like it. It's Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
So, you know, hack and slash, kill lots of things, upgrade materials, customizations.
Does it set itself apart in any way, or is it just Dynasty Warriors with a skin?
It's Dynasty Warriors, you get to play as Ganondorf. Doesn't matter.
I like it because boss fights are more epic. They feel better than Dynasty Warriors, since you're not fighting just another general, another random guy who's really strong. You're fighting King Dodongo, Goma, all the big bosses from Zelda staples.
So are you using the gamepad?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gamepad.
Interesting.
Works very well.
Did they do any innovative things with the controls? Like, can you blow into it and do a wind attack or something?
Nothing that I've seen so far. I mean, the controls are pretty much stripped straight from Dynasty Warriors, where you mix your button combos for different attacks and directionals and stuff like that. So... And then different maps have different items you can unlock. You'll find in a chest, like one of the first early maps, you find your bombs in a chest, and then you can blow up different environmental areas. So you can access different things. There's a hook shot you'll get to access higher up areas, different things like that.
Or pull the moon
down with that. Let's move on to Aaron Carter. We're going to go ahead and skip right over the ginger and go to
not a true ginger.
Aaron Carter.
Of course, Gauntlet. And Smite just released a new champion now.
Who is this?
His name is Sylvana. Or Sylvanus, actually.
Sylvanus?
Yeah. And he is the Keeper of the Wild.
Ooh.
SmackDown's up on nerdreactor.com. And
it's pronounced Sylvanus?
Sylvanus.
Really? Not like Sylvanus?
It could be Sylvanus.
I think
Sylvanus
sounds fascination, because wasn't there another
Sylvanus
character?
Windrum?
Janus?
Yeah.
His name is Janus.
It's actually Janus.
Janus?
Actually, it's Janus. That's how they say it
Janus.
In the game.
Janus.
They say Janus. Janus. And then he drops down.
Is Janus to you?
Huge Janus, yeah.
Huge Janus.
So, yeah, the SmackDown is up. He's a little OP.
Oh, there's really? Yeah. Big surprise. Really? New champion in a MOBA is OP.
But see, this one, he's a ranged tank. Can you think of a range?
Sense. That actually sounds OP.
Can you think of a range tank in League of Legends? Because I had Noel search for me today, and he said he couldn't think of one.
If Noel couldn't think of it, I'm
not a character that you can build tanky that's ranged.
But naturally tanky.
Naturally tanky.
And meant to be a DPS?
And meant to be a whatever that is, a tank.
I mean, there's a lot of champs, and it has like a ranged attack.
He has a ranged attack, yeah.
Like his auto.
His auto attack is also splash damage as well. So it's ranged and splash damage.
That's just retarded.
I'll be back playing that game once they patch it.
And then he has like so many roots, because if his passive is you have a chance to root an enemy that attacks you. and then he has like his two. You throw a little seed bomb, and if it lands on the enemy, it roots him.
Oh, leech seed.
And then he has a pull, like the robot. What's it?
Blitzcrank.
Yeah,
oh,
Blitzcrank.
Wow, that does sound broken.
He has a pull this is not even his ult. So all those moves weren't his ult. The pull actually stuns you as well. So it pulls you in, stuns. And then his ult knocks you up. So
he's a CC monster.
He is a huge.
He's Leona.
Yeah.
I don't know who Leona is.
Yeah, pretty much. Leona is the support tank.
And so I was playing, me and Jerry were playing with them just today. And I didn't even really build. I built into two items, and nobody was doing damage really to me. And
well, yeah, that, with all that CC, and if you're still doing, you're meant to do damage from range, that's retarded.
He also has like a life steal.
So enjoy.
He's in the Smite now.
This makes me never want to play Smite.
One question about Smite. The reason I got it is because it was $30. You get all the characters and every character that ever comes out. So I was like, oh, that sounds like a bargain. The best I ever had.
Uh-huh.
Did that end up, is that deal still around? Or was it truly limited time?
I don't know, actually, because everybody that I play with actually just did the deal.
Okay.
So, you know. Everybody has the new gods.
I just want something to be mad about. So if you tell me it's still there, I just want to be angry.
No, he'll get. Of course, he'll get patched. Of course, you know they're gonna balance him out. But right now, you just wreck face with him. Like nobody does any damage.
That's not fun. Alexander von Banswoggle Hobbinsons. What have you been playing?
That's literally the strangest name I've ever heard.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Plant Side 2.
Still?
Yeah, yeah, I saw him on that.
Get a life, loser.
I played it last night. I actually had to stop because I heard people, because I just randomly joined a squad that I was close to, and I heard them taking the game more serious than I can, more than I'm able to. And like they were, I was just like, I'm just gonna log out and go do anything else now. But it's really fun. I do have a lot of fun with PlanetSide too. And I think I played a little more Gauntlet since as well.
Gauntlets.
Very cool. Yeah.
So I haven't
on Unfair.
I haven't started Gauntlet yet. I downloaded it. It's installed. I've been meaning to play it. Is there like a natural character progression like the older Gauntlets?
No.
I think Jada's gonna have to go listen to the Weekend Bang.
Wow.
In this week's Weekend Bang, Aaron had the idea to review a bunch of games, whether we've played them or not.
Yeah. I saw the little post. I just didn't get it around.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We talk a lot of Gauntlets.
Yeah, I was about to say, we literally probably did two big games. So we did
Destiny,
and we did Gauntlet. I mean, the other ones that we were
Hyrule Warriors. We mentioned that.
Oh, Hyrule
Warriors.
Yeah,
but we were blind on it, so we kind of just reviewed.
I saw the light.
Dynasty Warriors. That's what we reviewed.
So as far as games I've been playing Destiny a lot, but I haven't progressed like at all in the last week. I think I have the same level, the same amount of equipment, and the same farm fest, Gauntlet, and then the Kardashian game, and which I want to bring up.
You win,
yeah. Yes, he is.
Am I winning?
Yeah.
Did you actually throw in the towel?
Because these are the things.
Did you quit?
I didn't quit. The stupid game has a real-time countdown clock.
Yeah.
So you go to work. Oh, you're going to work for an hour in real time.
Oh, yeah.
So I forget about it all the time.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh.
I was starting up the Kim Kardashian game.
That's terrible.
You know what game I also started playing? Battle Cats. It's free on your mobile device. You spawn cats and they fight the
oh my
monsters.
God.
Well, just battle cats.
If I learned
sounds
anything
amazing already
from this whole experience, Aaron's a quitter.
No, I'm not a quitter.
It's true.
It's just the game is taking forever, and then it gives you messages. Hey, where's Aaron been? The media says.
You know, you showed up at one of my parties.
No lie.
I went to a party and your character was sitting there.
AMAC.
It said Aaron Carter.
Yeah, no, my character.
No, it's AMAC. Your dude. You're wearing like a jean jacket, jean pants.
The hell if I know.
Come on, bro.
He's not invested.
Do you even dash, bro?
What is that? There's dashing in the end? You can dash down the street?
Dashian, Kardashian.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying
no,
to make
don't
it a thing.
Those things.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just started mine up and it said, update now, get married, visit Florence, Italy.
Yeah, see? That Florence, Italy DLC.
That
favorite DLC.
All right, well, apparently I won that one, everybody. So if you guys had money on it, which I know there's a lot of side bets going on, the favorite did win.
Yeah.
But let's get back into the news. Sad. We got some real news we got to cover because we got a busy second half of the show with a little surprise I have for everybody. So here's what the Alienware Alpha console can do and what it can do. Alienware has created a monster. The boutique gaming PC maker is marketing its new box, the Alpha, as a console. It's actually a strange PC-console hybrid. It can certainly do things that no other console can do, but it also has a significant number of limitations on the games it can play and the PC-related features. The Alpha is essentially a gaming computer with low to medium specifications, folded into a portable, easy-to-use box that plugs directly into the television through HDMI cable. Its initial setup process is a breeze. Players sign into Valve's PC digital distribution network. Steam set the desired size, brightness, level for their display, and can take care of it with a few other prompts. The Alpha comes preloaded with Windows 8.1, woohoo! And it can come, it can play games outside of Steam while in console mode. It cannot play games outside of Steam while in console mode. So, I saw the actual picture of this box.
Very small.
It's very small.
Very sexy.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Because I literally imagined it next to my, entertainment system without my PC, because it does, PC stuff as well. It's a PC.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a huge tower, old 1990s mm-hmm. tower.
I still have a full-size ATX.
And I don't mind it, but I'm saying if I had that out.
Don't talk shit about ATX.
For the little small thing in the corner that just looks like a small little, Wii.
The thing is, how much did you pay for your PC?
Four something.
This thing starts at five, I think.
Yeah, it does. Start at five.
Starts
yes.
at five.
What's
and
it got in
it's
it?
Lower. It's lower powered than his. I think it's even got like an i3 in it. Like
that's fine. i3 still is hyper-threading.
Hyper-threads. Yeah, but I mean, compared to what he probably already has, and for the price, you're just paying to get everything smaller.
Not necessarily.
Necessarily.
It depends on what generation
you have. Really? It's 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Upgradable. Everything upgradable.
500 gigabyte hard drive.
Upgradable.
All right. What else did I see?
That's mechanical. That sucks.
This whole thing is just garbage.
Upgradable.
I mean, the thing is, it's comparable. They're trying to compare it to the consoles, which everybody knows the advantage to having a PC is that you can make it more powerful than the consoles.
But it sounds like you can.
Yeah.
You can.
Upgradable. Sure. The whole damn time.
I just keep hearing or thinking this idea of it being upgradable. I don't know where that's coming from. Wow.
It is upgradable, but then that's more money. Why don't you just buy a better
money,
one?
But it's more money down the road. So say you can't make a giant investment right now, but what you can
you already have to make an investment bigger than the consoles for less.
Food for less?
Except all of the things you can do on a PC.
And exactly. This is not, this is not to be confused with the Steam Box either.
This was supposed to be their Steam Box, but they...
That's right, they pulled out, huh?
Yeah, they pulled out because Steam is Steam Box.
I don't think they want to wait. Because Steam Box isn't coming for a while.
2015, right. Yeah.
So this is hitting the market early with, is it Windows-based, this one? It's got to be. They just said 8.1.
It's Windows.
Yeah. They said 8.1. When 10. The Steam one is supposed to be Linux-based.
The Steam OS is Linux-based.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It just seems like... I was on the side of the Steam Box when we were having all these conversations. This is not what I envisioned for the Steam Box. This is a halfway, half-assed
version.
You
can just throw Steam on there.
What do you mean? You can just throw Steam on there. It's, yeah, it has Steam.
Okay, so then it's a Steam Box.
Well, no, it's not. It's not branded as a Steam Box.
But it's still, yours is a Steam Box. Mine's a Steam. What you're playing there is a Steam Box.
Well, I mean, it's a PC.
If you take the same specs, if you take the specs from the low end version of this Alienware, and then you have the Steam version, the Linux version, that one's going to run better.
What I don't understand is
what
it's less resource intensive.
What I don't
it's
understand four, is if they're all
gaming, there's less. You don't have. A clippy popping
it's,
up.
It's trimmed down. 8.1 is still pretty damn slim at this point, though.
What are you getting in a Steam Box that you're not getting in your PC?
The Steam OS is a lot more streamlined. And it is designed to play the games you are going to play. It goes directly into Steam. There is no anything else. But all they have right now is like an early beta. So there's no one really knows exactly what's going to be.
Mods?
Yeah,
what do you mean mods?
Mod support?
Well, it's Steam. Steam has the workshop, so
what do you
mean
mod support?
Like, I have...
Well, his games support mods if he's playing on the Steam Box.
Fallout.
I have Fallout New Vegas on my...
Yeah, no, it's Steam. It's going to have Steam on
anything
it.
Anything that Steam does currently on a PC, you can do on your Steam Box.
That's why I'm saying...
Steam
so
runs
I
on Linux.
I still have no idea then why I would need a Steam Box.
You don't
but
need
you,
one.
But would you ever consider this Alienware? Do you see this Alienware as a better value than the Steam Box?
For Joe Schmo that doesn't know how to like go and like I did and frugal his way through the damn internet and look for the deals, then yeah, it's a flat five. If they're like, oh, I want a computer and it runs well and it's, you know, it'll play my games.
I
want
to see more on it. The specs that they had, and this is early, they're subject to change, and this was through IGN. What they were saying it had for PC gaming world wasn't impressive to me. It was nothing.
But for Joe Schmo world, that's what I was talking about.
Okay, so the PC gaming world, PC enthusiasts, they don't have general population expectations.
And that's what I was...
No.
What the hell but am I saying this whole damn time?
My laptop,
when I say Joe Schmo, you idiot.
My laptop here, though, like for example, is... I paid probably more than I should have, but it wasn't that much more than what this box is going to be. But every spec I have in here is better than what's in that machine that's coming out to Alienware.
That's like...
Like, I'm running the i7. I think I have a...
But you're running a mobile i7.
What do you mean a mobile i7?
It means
the power constraints
are going to be a lot
lower. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But still, regardless...
Yeah, 16, I mean, the model number's 16 better.
16 gigs
so like,
of RAM. I mean, the thing, it's more powerful.
Fuck, RAM is so dumb and easy to change out. I challenge someone to fail at upgrading their RAM.
And then especially on this, I saw them
I will find somebody
change the RAM
that.
Out on
yeah.
that.
I've done it.
I know a lot of old people.
I saw them change the RAM out of this box, and it looks like Lego. Yeah, it literally was just open
RAM
the box,
is like that.
Pop out, pop
Video
in.
Cards are like that too, honestly.
Yeah.
And it was very accessible.
I know. It
wasn't
computers.
Like, oh, pull a whole side panel off your thing, which Joe Schmo may not know. It was literally just like lift the tray, pop out, pop in.
So there's another bare bones system that got made by, I want to say MSI. I forget what it's called, but they have it so that it's perfectly set up. It's a bare bones system. You have to supply hard drive and video card, I think. And so when you set it up, it's perfectly spaced so you can fit an entire video card in there, like a full size one. It has everything all cord managed for you, and it's tiny. It's a tiny little just LAN box. It's gorgeous. It's like $400-$500.
Now that should be the future of PC.
But that's
PC.
Bare bones, which means you have to bring your own stuff in.
Yeah,
that's fine, but I'm still saying that should be the future of, is just making the PC.
It's marrying it to a case, cord management, and then,
easier for Joe Schmo to pick up. That's yeah, why I like, I mean, that's the only reason why I like this box is what I'm saying.
I say changing RAM is easy and stuff, but I feel like we're at a, I don't know.
Build an industry out of it.
There's things you gotta do and worry about when you do it that are just freak accidents that can occur. You got ESD running around. You could blow stuff up.
No, not everyone throws live wires on the ground.
Wow. And that's what I'm saying. So your average consumer,
I don't think they're gonna be able to do it. We gotta move on. We got
a whole another half of the show.
No, we don't. We don't. You don't know what I got planned.
Oh, my gosh.
Microsoft announces Windows 10 with familiar start menu.
I'm so happy.
So bring it back to start menu.
I've seen some previews, and it looks really good. The start menu is awesome.
I'm still using
it. Also
XP.
Has multiple desktops, so you can like switch between desktops and stuff like that. It's
nice.
Really cool. Okay. It's like what Linux had for a long time.
I love 8.1. Is it now? Do we know if it's going to be like a free upgrade model? I've heard for a while.
That was only
it was
an unsubstantiated rumor last I heard.
Bring back Windows 98.
I have to run on Windows 98. It's not fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen 98 in a long time.
I love DOS, though, apparently, because I have to.
I think 2000 was my favorite. I had the most experience with that one. Because
Windows 3.1, bitch.
Well, I like 2000 because I had a very good disk that I put that on every machine. And it was before they really cracked down on the... right before the bubble.
98 was the most rampant, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited about this, right?
Yeah, I like Windows 10.
Why not call it 9 though? Come on.
Because they want to get as far away from 8.
It's possible.
This is the
Also, that way it's a perfect 10.
Oh.
It won't be.
So they go from the Xbox 360 to the Xbox One, and then they go from 8. Someone needs to teach these guys how to count.
Because it's the only one that you need.
We need to teach Microsoft how to count. Satya Nadella, what you doing over there, bro? And then hackers have been charged with stealing Microsoft Epic Games.
They stole IP, right? Intellectual property? Intellectual property.
Intellectual properties. We got more news coming after the break, and then a special little surprise I have for the team. All that and much, much more on this week's Video Game Bang.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com, grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Or a
Story.
RPG, a
beat 'em up
racing game. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
I had one a long time ago for.
I don't want that old shit.
No.
Okay.
I always come up with new for different. I'd never do the same story for.
It's all the same exact story.
No. I guarantee you.
Just changes.
I have
the names.
A story for this one.
It's gonna knock my socks off.
It may not knock your socks off, but it will keep it simple to where you'll be like, this is doable.
It'll take
Uh-oh.
Them off kindly.
Oh, you guys hear that noise?
Oh no.
I'm
that
guessing
noise.
Alex Trebek must be
Alex
coming.
Means that we're bringing back an old Video Game Bang classic, everybody.
You know the saddest part about this is that
nope.
It's on paper.
It's on paper. Because
you have a tablet, you have a phone. And it's on paper right now.
I'm taking it old school.
Written in crayon, everybody.
I'm taking it old school.
I think it's been finger painted on.
You guys can see that? If you guys have been fans of the show, you'll know we haven't done this in a while. This is the trivia game, Video Game Bang style. It's one of my favorite things to do. Basically, the history of this game. Aaron Carter went on an amazing roll of 10-plus victories. No one could stop him. And then he just fell off. He just started getting his ass
caring.
Whooped. No.
A little bit.
It's once he lost
Since I dethroned.
You know, he quit, just like he did in the Kardashians.
No, I didn't quit. It was just like, because I lost, I won, I lost, and it was just like, yeah, well.
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
Like Owlman.
We're all going to die.
It doesn't matter.
Well, we're going to bring it back. So basically, if you guys don't remember how it works, what's going to happen is I'm going to begin reading a question. And then as I'm reading the question, at any point during the reading, one of the cast members, one of the panel here, will stop me by buzzing in. They will say their name as their buzzer. So let's test.
I will screw that up again.
Let's test the buzzers.
She's going to be Steven. I mean, Alex. Damn it. That's my name.
Corey. Aaron. No, wait.
Aaron, Carter.
Aaron, yes.
Alex.
Jada.
All right, so that's how they're going to buzz me in. I will stop. They will have a crack at the question. The point is, you want to stop the question early. You want to see where I'm going, answer the question early, and then you can't go again unless everyone else has gone in front of you. And you guys want to ask, what's at stake?
What's at stake?
Bragging rights. So,
wow.
I had to think of that one last minute. So here we go. Question number one. Video Game Bang brings back the trivia game. Here we go.
This that's terrible.
You like that pause? You like that? I actually crafted that.
That's awful.
This actor voiced Sonic the Hedgehog in the 1990s cartoon series. Now, this is weird because
we
were actually
just
watching.
You just heard the guy's voice.
That's no good.
If you don't want to be touched.
I know the actor, but I cannot tell you his name.
Even if you can give me the name of the biggest character he played.
Aaron. SpongeBob?
No.
Then I have no idea.
Come on, blood.
Jada. Urkel.
Yes.
It's
Jaleel White.
Oh, it is. Yeah, there you go.
It is Jaleel White.
Yeah, I just couldn't remember the actor's name.
I remember now, because he would always talk about freaking cheese dog, or chili dog. Yeah. That was stupid.
Laura. Was that her name?
Her name was Laura, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Jada got 1 point. Aaron, you can tell, just doesn't have it anymore. That flame is gone.
What are you doing on your tablet?
Flipping back and forth between Battle Cat pictures.
Aaron currently is like Mike Tyson post-prison.
He
just doesn't have it anymore.
Post-ear bite.
Post-face tattoo.
Even sadder. Collectively, it has been calculated that more than 200,000 years have been spent playing this addictive mobile game.
Alex. Flappy Bird.
Incorrect.
Yay.
Mobile game.
200,000 years of Flappy Birds in the span of, what, a year
I think I know what it might be.
Here we go. Anybody? Here we go.
Mobile game.
There's more to the question. I just kind of put that pause there. By Rovio.
Jada.
Developer.
I'm out.
Jada. Angry Birds.
You're literally the worst human being I've ever met.
Why? Because that was a give me on that Rovio part?
All it was a pause.
You know? That's
he lied on his question.
Oh. A lie of omission is still a lie.
Yeah, it is.
Here we go. Jada's got two. Aaron, will you put your tablet down, sir?
What?
I mean, the game, man.
I am respecting the game.
Respecting the game of Battle Cats.
It's in the game. Blame Alex for putting me on the Battle Cat.
Alex, damn you!
Ha!
You happy now?
All right, let's go.
In 1982...
Wasn't even born.
Good year.
This gaming system was the first ever to feature what we all know and love as the D-pad.
Aaron. I want to say the Nintendo?
Incorrect. Mm-hmm. You have to be more specific. I'll give you a chance to tighten
Nintendo
that
Nintendo Entertainment System?
No, you're wrong. All right.
I know what he's probably going to say the answer is.
That doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, I know.
It was utilized in a port for Donkey Kong.
Alex? Famicom?
Wrong. Jada, you gonna take a crack at it?
If it's not those ones, it was for Donkey... Oh, Jada.
Jada.
Game & Watch.
Game & Watch 3! Wow!
Is that a gaming system?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was its own
They were
system.
Like the Tiger systems.
Yeah, before the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. All right.
So Jada. That would be considered a... It had a cartridge, too?
No, it was...
No.
It was
so
like
game
literally,
systems before that were all hardwired to that.
It was literally just
so
that game.
So we still call those game systems today?
Yep.
That's a damn lie, everybody.
They don't make them today.
It was a game system
it's
in 1982.
Okay, you can
that's
still
fine.
Buy Game & Watches,
fine.
Though.
That's fine.
Aaron's getting
you, can. You can. You
mm-hmm. can. All right. This Nintendo character was originally named Tinkle Popo.
Jada.
Jada.
Tingle.
Wrong.
It was worth a shot.
This is gettable, Aaron.
Tinkle
this is
Popo. Gettable.
He's back on the tablet.
Are there any more
words?
Yeah, words to this.
I have said all the words.
Really?
Yes.
You said
Tingle Popo?
Tinkle Popo. This Nintendo character was originally named Tinkle Popo.
Aaron. Toad?
Wrong. Toad? Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
this Nintendo character.
I was thinking from Star Fox.
Wow. And it's still a Nintendo character.
His name
character.
Wasn't even Toad, was it?
No.
It was Carl.
Carl the Frog?
Carlton.
No.
Slippy?
Aaron? Slippy?
Yeah. There you go.
Slippy, Peppy, Alex, Falco,
Alex,
Fox.
My mistake.
Alexei.
Tinkle Popo.
Tinkle
I feel like I've heard
Popo?
That one. I've heard
say,
that yeah. trivia.
Say Luigi.
Don't tell. Don't give any answers.
It's not.
It's Luigi.
It's not Luigi.
It was Mario and Tinkle Popo.
A Nintendo character?
A Nintendo character. I'm going to have to give you three.
I don't know.
Two, one. Okay. I'll give you guys another hint. It is a character from Super Smash.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that narrows
it. It does narrow it down.
To about 100 freaking things.
No. Every Super Smash. How about that?
Aaron. Kirby?
Yes! He's on the board, people! He's on the board!
I knew it was on it.
The crown is heavy.
He's 3-1 one right now.
Wow, Aaron, you have no fight in you. This is interesting.
I don't know. Maybe if we had buzzers.
He is the broken man.
Yeah, if we had real buzzers.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
we'd
be
buzzers.
More into it.
Buzzer in my
pants. I want it.
Wow. I want people smashing on your stuff like that.
All right, this one is going to be a little difficult. This was the first game to be played in space by Russian astronauts.
Alex. Tetris.
Yes!
I was going to go with
easy.
Tetris only because that's the only game they've ever played.
That's the only one that
exists.
Yeah,
that's the only one.
The inventor never got any money for it.
Yeah, nope.
He got a little bit.
I'm pretty sure we've said that on the show every episode.
Because he made Hexix or he made something like that.
Hexes?
Yeah, on the Xbox. And
Hexix was good.
He later
but that's not
made
from
a little.
Tetris.
No, I know.
He's
but
never made money from Tetris.
Here we
I will
go.
Prove
Here
you
we
wrong.
Because he's
show.
Communist.
Wow.
Well, they
were all.
No, you're actually wrong. He won a Tetris competition first place.
Ooh,
won $100.
$100.
Wow.
Okay. The name of this X-Man also can refer to a chess strategy. In
Aaron.
Which, Aaron.
Oh, crap. I'm just going to say bishop.
Wrong. That's a chess piece. That's close.
Yeah,
chess
no, well, that's why.
Yay.
Yeah.
A chess strategy in which the player risks one or more pawns.
Jada. Castle.
Oh.
Wrong.
Alex.
Wait, fuck.
Alex.
Gambit.
Yes, he's back.
Damn
that's
it.
A good one.
That was a good one.
That is a good
that
one.
That was a good one.
Did I do a good,
that was a good one?
Do you approve of that one, Aaron?
That one, yeah, because
the
misdirection
really
in the question was good.
We actually cared about the answer.
Yeah, see?
You guys are dicks. This old web series featured characters like Pom Pom.
I don't know.
Alex. Homestar Runner.
Homestar Runner.
Asshole.
He had that one.
Yeah,
he's
I
the,
had that one too.
He's the internet.
I was like, Pom Pom.
He is the internet. Yes.
We'd like to introduce our special guest, the internet.
I know everything you know.
I'm the internet.
Let's see. And I happen to have a tiebreaker question because we got 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you've been eliminated, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You've been eliminated.
Mathematically, I have.
Aren't you glad?
The tiebreaker question.
Orange, I am.
In 1999.
Wait.
The answer is not Prince, Aaron.
What question are we on?
Tiebreaker.
How?
For already?
We're not doing 10 questions anymore?
Well, the game changed.
That's sad.
Okay.
I thought you were doing 10 questions.
Oh, my gosh. I get damned
right.
if you do.
Okay, so.
Damned if you don't.
So,
I tried. Yeah, because I was about to say.
You could have tied.
Yeah.
And then a three-way.
I tried to do something fun. A three-way? No. Not on this show.
Yes, please.
So, the tiebreaker, if I steal from both of them, what does that mean for them then?
It means.
It's just a tie.
This is worth 2 points. So, if you get it, Aaron, you tie.
Okay.
It is a three-way, and just like you guys all want.
Wow.
Not
everybody wins!
There's a little bit of leeway.
Nobody wins.
All right. Tiebreaker. In 1999, the original Halo was not originally intended for the Xbox platform, but instead was set to be an exclusive to this company's computer operating system. In 1999.
Repeating the question doesn't help.
The original Halo was not originally.
There's too much at stake to guess. That's the thing.
Oh
my
God.
For me.
Guess, Aaron. Guess away.
I don't know too many operating systems outside of Windows and Linux. Aaron, Linux.
It's going to be a Linux exclusive Halo.
Really?
Is that the answer?
No.
Okay.
Hey, see, I told you I have got nothing to lose.
All right. We got two more people left. Who's going to sack up and take it?
Jada. Apple?
Apple's the winner.
Really?
Bam, yep.
It was supposed to be an RTS for Apple?
Talking with them?
Not
an RTS, exclusive.
Exclusive.
I know, it was an RTS before it was a first-person shooter.
Was it? Is that why they made Halo Wars?
Yes.
That should have been the question then. Yeah, Steve Jobs announced it at one of the Apple conferences, and before they could get further in development, Microsoft bought Bungie.
Nice.
Wow, there you have it, people. Steal.
So you're saying you're actually an Apple fan?
In some stretch of the imagination, yeah.
I don't know.
Different universe.
Maybe one day I'll come home.
In the ultimate universe?
That day is not the day. We're going to move on. We got some bang bites to fill out the show, people.
Nom.
Actually, let's talk about the hackers real quick, because I think this is an ethical thing that we should, we've talked about a little bit on the show. So hackers have been charged with stealing from Microsoft, Epic Games, and much, much more. A group of four hackers have been charged with breaking into the computer networks of Microsoft, Epic Games, Valve, Zombie Studios, and the U.S. Army, and stealing over $100 million worth of intellectual property. The intellectual property in question was related to Xbox Live, Microsoft's then-unreleased Xbox One console, Gears of War 3, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. So they didn't get anything really good there then, right?
Well, read further what they actually
got. Keep reading.
Oh.
Would you like to know more?
That's so bad.
A press release from the U.S. Department of Justice reads, specifically the data cyber theft allegedly included source code, technical specifications, and related information for Microsoft's then unreleased Xbox One gaming console. Intellectual property, and proprietary data related to the Xbox Live, Microsoft's online multiplayer gaming platform thing, Apache Helicopter Simulator software developed by Zombie Studios, and
for the U.S. Army. That's the important part that you were just about to skip over. You're the worst reader in the history of
reader. I don't know. Him and Aaron are pretty close in both of that.
Let's get this straight, everybody. Reading is hard.
I'll second
reading
that.
Reading is fun.
I'll second that.
Reading is fundamental.
Fundamental. It's also fun, actually. Though.
Very fun.
So, now you guys got me thrown off my game and self-conscious, but I'm going to try and
I think the bullet point is they stole a lot of fizzy lifting drinks.
Well, no, but they didn't just steal stuff, necessarily. Part of it is they broke into the computer network, and then they took the intellectual property of unreleased things, which is huge. Where I work, that's a huge thing. If you have pre-release product, you make sure that's shredded. You make sure it doesn't go out to the outside world. You make sure you don't talk to anyone about it ever, which I follow all the time forever. And
thank you for clearing that.
Yes, definitely. But it's also the idea that when they release like specs for something, people can be like, ah, that's what they're using. You know, here's their low point. We'll focus on that. And it builds a completely different market strategy, completely different development cycle for stuff. And one of them was also the Apache helicopter simulator. That's what's in an Apache helicopter, like, is what they're talking about, like how it works on a really fundamental level as well.
So looking at this and then comparing it to something maybe not as intense, like that, what's that hacker group?
Anonymous.
The Lizards guys?
The Lizards. Uh-huh. The Lizard Squad.
Lizard Squad, yeah.
So what is this any different? Should these guys be charged with similar repercussions? Is what they're doing so different?
Are you saying should the lizard be charged the same way as them?
Yeah.
I don't think they stole anything. They were just trolling the crap out of websites, shutting stuff down,
but
right?
They're shutting stuff down, so they should be hit for damages, definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But this is
more criminal?
This is bigger.
I think this is more criminal,
I think this is more criminal, but I don't think they thought it was as criminal. Because it's just...
They didn't realize what they were doing.
Yeah, it's like it's stuff that's not out. Like, oh, cool, I got the cool new specs for this. And it's like, you're completely screwing over a company with thousands of people working there on that one thing. And you're taking that away from them.
But still, just because they didn't know what they were doing.
I'm not saying, like, didn't know.
I didn't realize the scope of what they were doing.
Yeah.
That still shouldn't excuse...
No, I'm not saying it should be excused. Right. I'm just saying you need education about that.
So then when they're in jail... You give them
they'll learn a lot
you
of
give
things.
Them a, yes. Give them, well, it won't be any. They won't
they
be any hardcore
they
jail.
Books
it'll be a.
They give them lots of books.
Lots of books to read.
It'll be a minimum security type of prison that they go to.
They're not going to be bunking with them.
They don't want them to die.
No, yeah, no internet type of thing. No electronic.
That's all you got to do to put them in prison. Just
that's
they've done a study that found people actually have physical and emotional reactions, such as huge amount of psychological repercussions from having their internet plugged. Unplugged, rather. Like, be like, hey, we're going to take away your internet. They get, like, huge anxiety and just, like, they freak out.
Well, we've talked about this before, I think, on the show, is that, like, I think everyone in this room is part of one of the very last generations of people who know what life is like without the internet.
I don't really remember it.
Basically know what homework is like without the damn internet.
Yeah. And you should know.
Oh,
I mean,
man, the transition of writing papers when you had Wikipedia.
Oh.
And listening to all your teachers, like, you can't use that as a source.
Yeah. We lived through a hugely transitional period in the human experience. Like, the internet is a big deal.
I got to witness the very first
powering on of the internet.
That. No, the first electronic encyclopedia and then the last publishing of the encyclopedia.
At the same time?
Like, they happened within, like a decade or two. Yeah. Encyclopedias are weird.
What was that encyclopedia? Encarta? Is that what
Encarta.
You're talking
about? Encarta. I remember that, yeah.
I remember Encarta being amazing. That was my internet, because my internet was so slow and garbage that when I had Encarta, it was so massive. And for some reason, I remember, like, looking up stupid shit. Like,
everybody
horse teeth.
Everybody
was
did.
Something I looked up.
You learned the most.
That you remember?
That I remember, because the picture was
horse
so
teeth.
Let me tell you about
there was
horse
a point
teeth.
There was a point where horse teeth was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on a computer.
Yeah,
innocent
anymore.
Times.
What is that like?
Not anymore. You can find way more disgusting things than horse teeth.
Well, they might have horse teeth in them.
It will. It'll be in the background. It'll be always going in the background.
Yeah. Whoa,
this show just
there,
took a
boy.
Turn.
Dirty.
This show
forever
took a turn.
Unclean.
So rainbows, butterflies.
Those will be in the picture too. All that's in
that's
the
all
picture.
Tattooed on her.
Terrible.
So yeah, we got a internet crime. To me, needs to be addressed. I think that's the next big thing that's gonna happen.
Well, it's the next frontier, honestly.
Like, what about
stuff.
Like pretty soon are we gonna start prosecuting like trolls and stuff? Like, will it ever get to that level? Because
let
me tell you, on Twitter last night, just for example, Twitter cosplayer that follows us, that we follow, her name is Luna Laney.
Never heard of her.
She's very good, amazing cosplayer,
English chick,
and I think on a blog, via blog post, she I don't know, I never heard her talk. I just see pictures of her breasts.
Wow. Okay.
That's just how the internet.
Honest.
Okay, whatever. But
at
she posts. She kind of like released some personal stuff about her life, via blog post or somewhere, and someone posted something like justifying rape, like saying
what?
That she asked for it, or you know, just something like completely off the wall.
What?
And then
you just non sequitured me. Did her blog post talk about something to do with
that?
It
had to do with rape.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought she was like, well, this is where I live, everyone.
Here's my cat. Rape is all right. Yeah. Like, what?
He was like almost pro.
I feel like that happens on the internet, but.
It does.
Yeah,
that's 0 to 60.
And then, like, of course, I kind of sat from
stop
the outside.
At 60?
I tweeted the dude too. I was like, that's just not cool. I was like, that's a sad excuse for a human being. But then he just started going on a rampage of posting like crazy, like 4chan disgusting shit that like just gutter garbage.
Was it gore posting?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
No, I mean,
he's like, it's normal.
He is the internet, so he knows, he's seen that.
He's like, I've done that.
He's like,
I've never done it.
But I go back and like the guy has. And we gave him way too much attention. That's what you call feeding the trolls. Because the guy he followed 5 people. He only had 1 or 2 followers.
Yeah, it was a fresh account.
Just a fresh account, just straight up troll people. And it's just like, why does that person exist? And what is that? Why can't?
Anonymity.
Why can't we just punch him in the face?
Because you can't
see
him.
Literally, that's the whole point.
You
he did
needs
it.
He needs his ass kicked.
You can't see him. You
this
can't.
This person, I'm kind of old school in the fact that I think people need to get their ass kicked. That's how you learn.
I don't think it's ass.
That's
kicked.
How
I think
learned.
It's repercussions.
People need to get their asses kicked.
It's a type of repercussion.
Yes.
Yes.
And
kids need to get spanked.
I agree.
Within reason.
Within reason.
That's the thing, is you have to now figure out what is reason.
Black people have
known
what is reason.
My daddy did it to me.
You whoop them till they cry.
We've known what is reason for the longest.
I don't know what it is.
My parents, or my parent, has definitely...
She beat you enough for 2?
Yes, I have known reason. I have known reason.
Within
still,
reason.
Right there with you.
Still we hear Aaron getting his papows whenever
you,
he...
Like, it's a serious thing. I had a conversation at work with a coworker, and she was telling me, I'm not going to spank my kids. And I was like, well, then there's the next evil genius right there.
Yeah.
I'm exactly. going to.
No.
I got spanked. Yeah. You, Alex?
I think I got spanked once.
Just once?
And it was a really weird situation.
Okay, it was from his uncle.
Was this from a superior?
No. It was like my parents, and I was young enough.
Okay.
It was weird. They'd never done it before. And like,
were you old enough to realize, like, what the fuck was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was kind of like, this is not a thing we normally do.
He probably stopped. Let's talk about this guy. This is new.
Yeah. It hurts.
Like,
yeah. I'll just say it. I'll just come out and say it. My butt kind of hurts.
His parents were like, we needed to whoop you. Did you?
Later. Yeah.
Did you need to do that?
And that's when it would have happened again in my family. Did I? Well, let's find out.
I feel like the sharp, quick cracks. It's that's what I do with dogs.
Yeah.
When you got to train them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Training a child is basically like training a dog.
Wow. Okay. So I
one
see.
Just grows up
I
and
hope
then you
parents,
can stop doing the tricks.
I hope we get some parent listeners to write in so these two can.
I'm never having children, by the way. I'm saving everyone
that
burden.
That's fine. That's fine. That's your choice.
I'm also not raising anyone else's children.
I don't know. That's just the way. Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I think
this
it's
way.
An issue.
How did we go from video game?
That's a very good point.
Corey just wants to beat up on kids. That's what, that's what the real takeaway is.
Anyways, yeah, this dude was just a troll. You just can't feed them trolls, man.
Nope.
You just can't feed them trolls.
Yeah, but they're always going
to
be out
be
there.
Be better than them.
Let's see. Bang Bites. How about we do Bang Bites? PlayStation Plus October titles include Batman, Bunnies, and Bonus Drive Club.
I was almost perfect alliteration.
Almost.
Did they say which Batman? Is it Origins?
I think it is Origins.
Oh, I might actually play it then.
I didn't like Origins.
I didn't either. That's why I said I might.
Like all of them on the PC because of a Humble Bundle.
Probably.
Ooh.
I'm never going to buy them. Or play them, though. I'm never going to buy them.
I heard they were saying that the new one, Arkham Knights, the world is going to be 5 times the size of the previous one.
They said about Origins.
Yeah, but that never means anything, really.
Well, they brought in the Batmobile in this one, right?
Yeah.
I've never had the desire to actually want to be in the Batmobile.
In the games, yeah, I never...
I'm surprised they're still
yeah.
making these games, honestly. I thought they did it. They made good games, and then you bow out.
No. You know why?
No, who's done that?
Because he's Batman.
Who's done that?
I don't know. I
nobody.
Can't think of any off the top
Half-Life.
Halo.
Half-Life.
No.
Should have done that.
Halo should
no,
have.
No,
but
idiot.
I mean, Epic.
Their story?
Epic.
Their story's amazing.
Forgettable.
And it only gets
Epic
better.
Stayed around a little too long.
Yeah.
A little too long. That's they Judgment was there. There's their just too much. Because 1, 2, and 3 was a great...
Wait, you're talking about Gears?
Then,
wait,
yeah.
I think half of us are talking about Halo and the other half
think,
talking about Gears.
Yeah.
Gears was stupid. Halo. I'll give you that one.
I didn't.
What?
I didn't really care for Gears' story.
Except the part with
all?
Dom and his wife.
Really?
Like, that part was kind of
Dom
sad.
And his wife? That was sad?
That was sad.
No.
You've never loved a woman, story. Aaron.
The Polynesian guy who gets killed.
Neither of you, Corey.
Oh, that sucked.
That was the only thing that I was like, oh, that really sucked.
You know, I was sad
Aaron
for...
has a thing for Polynesian dudes.
I was sad for Carmine dying.
Wow.
Yeah, doesn't he, like, lose his helmet and die or whatever?
Like,
I don't know. I don't care about any of them. They're,
they weren't characters that...
They're not meant to be cared for.
So then what the hell are they...
Have you guys seen the video Gears of Awesome?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Where's my watch?
Yeah, it's basically just illustrates the point we're all talking about. Story stupid.
Wow.
Let's see. Tetris is being turned into a new sci-fi movie. Did
no.
you guys know that the guy who invented Tetris never made a dime?
He made a dime.
He made one dime.
He made $100.
He never made any money off of that game, though.
He won playing. He
let's
won a
see.
Contest playing.
Dead Rising film director is. He said he described the new film as it's going to be Indiana Jones with zombies.
Okay. Eh.
Which actually. Because the rest of the quote was talking about how it's going to be fun, kind of scary, but also actiony and funny. Like, if you can actually wrap all those things together, then hell yes,
yeah.
I'm on board.
Okay.
But when you say it like in the Indiana Jones and Zombies, you sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
You do.
Borderlands, the pre-sequel, is officially done.
Go get it.
Yeah.
It's not out, but
it's not
done.
Out, but it's done.
2 weeks.
That's good to know it's done before it came out. That's actually really is saying something these days.
That's true.
These games
they're
are
still,
not.
Except it's still going to be released with a lot of DLC. So I mean,
yeah.
You know, because Borderlands.
I want to touch on Aaron's sister for a minute.
I want to touch on your body.
Was it your sister who walked in the room when we were in that Skype conversation?
Yes, it was.
That is going to be the next Video Game Bang offshoot podcast.
My sister came into the room and explained a TV show to me.
What show?
Blackish?
Scorpio?
Oh.
Scorpions?
Scorpions, yeah.
It was so priceless. You know Honest Trailers?
It was on his trailers,
it's,
yeah.
It's total shit compared to what his sister came up with.
She breaks things down to the low.
Base
so you get
LCD.
It. So yeah, you get it.
And Aaron was like eating, you know, so he's chewing into the mic. Me and Jerry are just laughing this whole time. She's just standing in his doorway, it sounds like, yelling at him.
Yeah,
about
that's
the
how it
TV
works.
Like if it was Avengers, she would be like, yo, Aaron. So it's like all the superheroes from like all the Marvel movies, they like got together.
She has a really weird accent.
She does. That's a weird accent because I've never heard my sister with that accent.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
And don't get it wrong. She's an educated, college-educated writer, actually.
She
writes.
That's why she understands it.
And so, and I've read her work, but whenever she communicates with me, it just goes right out the window. So I'm like, yeah.
She doesn't have to. She
but we have our own. We're family. We have our own language.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
We got a lot coming up in VGB World. Like we mentioned before, the guys will be at Kraken Con. Jada will be there as well. I shouldn't have said guys. Jada will be there, and we're going to party it up. And then
Oak
we got
Town
Raph
style.
Van Lierop coming up on the show this weekend from The Long Dark. So much stuff on the horizon for Video Game Bang. Thanks for sticking around. Have a great week.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang. I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang. Now go fuck yourselves.